when more than half the class ejaculated furiously at Hermione rather than fucking girls' behinds long and hard. Snape squeezed between two enormous, farty, fat, slightly damp, moldy-smelling black butts. And Ron beat it in Hermione's hair. "I'll be 17 in 2 and a bit months' time," said Ron grumpily, "and then I'll be able to do it by magic." There was a pause while Harry continued to pound Hermione's bloody fudge, which he had done several times to Ron already. Ron ejaculated cum the size of a grapefruit. Dumbledore's thick cum flew out of the pulsating top and whipped through the air. "Faggots," said Snape. Professor Umbridge seemed to decide that she could ignore the fat cunt warts no longer. She looked as though she might have a farting seizure.
"Did you want to ask something about the chapter, dear?"
she asked Hermione, as though she had only just noticed her.
"Not about the chapter, no,"
said Hermione.
"Well, we'll jerk in just now," said Professor Umbridge, showing her slightly damp, moldy-smelling cunt.
Harry stared at it. Ron kept spurting cum in a pool of his own poo, as though hoping to pick up 10-year-olds.
"If you have other queries, we can deal with them at the end of
jerking off."
"I've got a query about sucking your bloody behind, warts," said Hermione.
Professor Umbridge raised her tight behind and was now shitting butt explosion poo on her face. Harry touched sack warts, and Ron beat it furiously in his fingers, then closed them again with a jerk.
"And your name is?"
"Hermione Granger," said Hermione, jerking off Harry. Harry groaned, shooting cum on her face.
"Ow! Ow!
Coming." Said Harry, farting in a pool of his own cum.
"Well, Miss Granger, I think the course aims are perfectly clear. If you..."
"Poo!"
"Carefully,"
said Professor Umbridge, shitting on her face. "Snape murders Dumbledore," said Ron angrily, sucking his cum.
"You wait! When I'm 17, I'm going to stick this sprout..."
"Well, I don't," said Hermione bluntly. "There's nothing written up there about using defensive cunt ward spells."
"An enormous fat tit," said Harry, tugging very hard on it. He hardened instantly. Dumbledore was watching him and was now sucking on it long and hard.
"I don't like fat girls much," said Harry, who could not think what else to say. It was not the sucking that intrigued him. He had watched Malfoy stuffed into a miniature tutu do that to Snape for a long time. It was the fact that Snape did, after all, murder Dumbledore.
"I've always thought there might be something going on between them," said Hermione.
"Or he's the world's biggest faggot,"
said Snape. There was a short silence in which Ron ejaculated cum with a little laugh.
"Using defensive spells?"
Professor Umbridge repeated.
"Why? I can't..."
"Who?"
"The constipation sensation that's gripping the nation."
"You surely aren't expecting to be touched during class?"
"We're not going to jerk it."
"Students raise their hands when they wish to speak in my class, Mr....
Ugly little man," said Ron, thrusting his mother's blood-soaked tit in his mouth. Professor Umbridge, smiling still more widely, fucking ejaculated on him. Ron, on the other hand, pleased himself. Hermione ejaculated. Ron ejaculated. Harry groaned. Harry drew closer to Hermione and said, "Golden shower." Hermione raised her eyebrows.
"Pass me a bowl," said Hermione.
Professor Umbridge ejaculated on Harry for a moment with a look of disgust on her face. Meanwhile, Ron, who was attempting to burst by putting both hands on it, standing up and squashing it as hard as he could and wiping cum from his face, sopping wet but still grinning, said angrily,
"Who wants eggnog?"
"Don't be squeamish. Squeeze it out best when fresh,"
said Professor Umbridge. Harry could feel flecks of poo spray hitting his face, with his glasses splattered with Dumbledore's cum. The flow of golden shower seemed to ease. Snape had burst furiously in Hermione's hair. Harry turned to face him, frowning.
"You think I'm gay, though?"
"Yeah, I do,"
said Snape hastily.
"Yes, Miss Granger? You wanted to ask something else?" "Yes," said Hermione. "Surely the whole point of defense against the blacks is to practice defensive cunt ward spells?" Are you a ministry-trained educational expert, Miss Granger? Asked Professor Umbridge in her falsely sweet voice. No, but... Well, then, I'm afraid you're not qualified to decide what the whole point of any class is.
Blacks
much older and cleverer than you have devised our new program of study.
Ron ejaculated. Harry opened his mouth and swallowed. Harry felt bloody cum bubbling in the pit of his stomach.
You will be learning about defensive spells in a secure, risk-free way.
Professor Umbridge ejaculated.
Dumbledore corpses.
What use is that? Said Harry loudly, tugging very hard on Fat. If we're going to be attacked, it won't be in a...
Hand, Mr. Potter,
sang Professor Umbridge. Harry thrust his fist in Hermione.
Harry Potter,
said Hermione angrily. Is that all boys care about?
Harry thrust his fist in Hermione again. Ron ejaculated
through his butt, with Dumbledore watching him, sucking up goblets of farty cum.
Harry and Hermione immediately joined in enthusiastically, tugging very hard on it to extricate his sperm. Harry could smell farty black, but Professor Umbridge promptly ejaculated again.
Snape owns Dumbledore.
But now several other people had ejaculated
fucking goblets of farty shit, pulsating cum, bloody faggot explosion, just like Neville's fat. Harry swallowed unusually large ball sack. Hermione, who had hastily packed her tight fudge, was now sucking on it happily.
Oh, it was quite fun, really,
said Hermione, while Harry continued to pound Hermione's bloody fudge. Snape destroys Dumbledore. Dumbledore hardened instantly.
And your name is?
Professor Umbridge said to
Tit.
Ron ejaculated,
Tit Thomas.
Well, Mr. Thomas?
Well, it's like Harry said, isn't it?
Said Tit.
If we're going to be attacked, it won't be risk-free.
I repeat,
said Professor Umbridge, smiling in a very irritating fashion at
Tit.
Ron ejaculated
in Hermione's hair.
Professor Umbridge talked over him.
I do not wish to criticize the way things have been run in this school.
I'm the half-blood prince, said Snape, while fucking up Dumbledore's shit.
Harry touched his wood.
Tight fudge continued,
stretching her wide behind.
Hermione plunged her arm bravely into this hole, which closed like a trap around her elbow. Harry and Ron tugged and wrenched, stretching the hole open again, and Hermione snatched her arm free, clutching in her fingers the ugliest shit Harry had ever seen, like a potato and rather hairy.
Ron ejaculated,
staring into its depths, as though he could not hear Snape murder Dumbledore.
But you have been exposed to some very irresponsible wizards in this class.
Harry specializes in children. Snape murders Dumbledore.
Very irresponsible indeed.
Half-blood prince. Snape fucking murders Dumbledore.
Not to mention...
Snape snogging Dumbledore. Pot strong love.
She gave a nasty little laugh.
Fucking Snape half-blood prince. Bloody murders fucking Dumbledore.
Extremely
fat
blacks.
Bloody fucking Snape fucking murders fucking bloody faggot fat lady coming faggot cunt shit jerking off cum bloody black half-blood cunt bulging butt fudge flaming gay explosion poo bosom gag hard on warts jerking his tit sperm buttock farty golden shower ball sack beated ugly little butt pirate tied behind farting poo spurted pulsating slightly damp moldy smelling push constipation sensation Dumbledore jerking off uncontrollably in a pool of his own blood. Explosion.